Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Target confirms that shoppers' strongly encrypted PIN data had been stolen during the massive security breach that resulted in the theft of 40 million credit card and debit card account information weeks before Christmas. But the retailer says it believes people's personal identification code numbers are still safe. It says a PIN number can only be decrypted when it gets to its independent payment processor. A New York judge is upholding the National Security Agency's phone surveillance program, saying there's no evidence that data collected was used for anything other than to prevent or investigate terrorist attacks. Today, U.S. District Judge William Pauley rejected the American Civil Liberties Union's motion for a preliminary injunction. The ACLU argued that the NSA's sweeping collection of phone data was violating citizens' constitutional rights. President Obama has signed a bill into law that funds the Pentagon for the coming year. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the law dictates policy on a wide range of defense priorities.
This law changes the policy on sexual assault in the military. It forbids commanders from overturning the verdict in a court-martial, though it does not remove commanders from handling sexual assault cases altogether, as some lawmakers wanted. For military operations, including the war in Afghanistan, this law provides around $80 billion. That's less than previous years, since the war is winding down. On Guantanamo, the legislation still forbids the president from bringing detainees to American soil, but it makes it easier to transfer detainees to foreign countries, a change that President Obama calls a positive step. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The Taliban are claiming responsibility for a suicide car bombing in Kabul today that killed three NATO service members. One of them was an American. The blast also wounded six Afghan civilians. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the attacker targeted an armored SUV traveling in a NATO convoy in the eastern part of the city.
Ramatullah, who gave only one name, was selling bread in a nearby bakery when he was shaken by the blast. Shortly after the explosion, he saw NATO personnel bagging bodies near a destroyed SUV. This is the first fatal attack on NATO personnel in the capital since May. In that attack, two U.S. troops and four civilian contractors died when a suicide car bomb struck their convoy. Even with these latest fatalities, NATO deaths this year are at the lowest level since 2005. Violence usually drops significantly in the winter, but the Taliban say they intend to continue attacks as part of their campaign to disrupt the presidential election in the spring. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
U.S. stocks are trading lower at last check. Dow Jones Industrial down 10 points at 16,470. NASDAQ off 10 at 4157. S&P 500 down 1 at 1841. This is NPR. A prominent pro-Western politician is among at least six people killed today in a car bombing in Beirut, Lebanon. More than 70 people were wounded. Johnny Jabrayan says he was just arriving to work at a restaurant when the car bomb exploded.
I guess the walls started shaking or something. There's dust everywhere and the glass, no sound.
The attack comes amid heightened sectarian tensions in that country, which has been fueled by the civil war in neighboring Syria. Brazil is grappling with the aftermath of severe floods that have claimed 41 lives and displaced as many as 60,000 people. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports a Brazilian army is being deployed to the worst affected areas.
Some cities have so much water, the tops of people's homes are inundated. Flash floods and mudslides have caused the majority of the deaths. The army is now in one of the affected areas, helping rebuild roads and give help to those displaced. President Dilma Rousseff is touring the state of Minas Gerais to get a look at the devastation firsthand, but there's also been an outpouring of support. 2,000 volunteers spent Christmas with those affected, and the state of Espírito Santo had to stop taking donations because they were overwhelmed with the response. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.
Two Russian astronauts are taking part in the third spacewalk in a week at the International Space Station. Oleg Khotov and Sergei Ryazansky are installing two high-resolution cameras and working on experiment equipment outside the orbiting outpost. U.S. stocks lower, with the Dow now off 8 points at 16,472, NASDAQ down 10, S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, a source for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday, and actually for this year. With that in mind, we've got a couple of Texans coming up. First one, the late Charles Brown.
At the stroke of midnight, on that great big holiday, gonna have a ball, and that ain't all. Gonna chase my blues away. I'll be bringing in a brand new year, bringing in a brand new year. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here? I'll bring in a brand new year. Gonna be a big parade. Got my resolutions made. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year? Gonna ride a bubble way up above the stars. And when I twirl in my bubble world, gonna take a trip to Mars. I'll be bringing in a brand new year, bringing in a brand new year. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year? Winks her eye, I won't be back till June. I'll be bringing in a brand new year, bringing in a brand new year. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year?
Delbert McClinton, full of gratitude on that number. I want to thank you, baby. That from his album, Plain from the Heart. Before hearing Delbert, we heard the late Charles Brown. And Charles Brown kicked off this hour of the Blues Box with a number called Ringing in a Brand New Year. This is from a Christmas disc he has out. Late Charles Brown, nice rendition. Charles on vocals and piano. And we're going to return to, listen to yet another Texan. This time we're going to go back to 1928. Here is Blind Lemon Jefferson with another little seasonal piece. This is a flip side of the original 78 called Christmas Eve Blues. He recorded that, and then the B-side was Happy New Year Blues. Again, Blind Lemon Jefferson from 1928.
Hey, Happy New Year, folks. It's an alibi. I'm thinking about the year of 1929. New York caught me with my money, and man, I was good. I was lying down with my baby. We had one small quart of gin. That old doorbell kept ringing. I wouldn't leave nobody coming. They whistled with blood for New Year around 12 o'clock at night. They whistled with blood for New Year around 12 o'clock at night. I lied down on it with my baby and said the good Lord broke me down. Early one New Year morning, I was walking down by the mill. I said early one New Year morning, I was walking down by. Man likes the liquor when he gets his friend from the deal. I ain't to drink all New Year, but it's whiskey they make it too strong. I said I hate to drink all New Year, it's whiskey they make it too strong. Because I would take two, three drinks, I'll be drunk in holding on. Hurry up with that Santa Claus, bring it on around here.
Undertaker, please drive slow. Taking the one I really love, ain't gonna bring her back no more. Don't a man feel bad when it's baby on the cooling board. So don't a man feel weary when that heart drive up to his door. Undertaker, don't you drive so fast. Taking the one I really love, and seem like every minute will be my last. Don't a man feel bad when it's sugar on the cooling board? So don't a man feel weary when I'd hurry back up to his door? I walked in people, I did everything I could. One out of a million that meant me any good. So don't a man feel bad when his baby on the cooling board? Don't a man feel weary when that hood back's up to his door? While I walked up to her bedside, breath was getting low. She looked at me and said, Daddy, I can't love you no more. Don't a man feel bad when his baby on the cooling board? So don't a man be weary when that hoofs drive to his door? My heart struck sorrow, tears come rolling round. Watch the poor barrel let my baby down. Don't a man feel bad when his baby on the cooling board? So don't a man be weary when that hurt drive up to his door. Now look at here, newspaper man, don't print it so sad. Swear to God, I love her, she the sweetest woman I ever had. Don't a man feel bad when his baby on the cooling board? So don't a man be weary when that hurt drive up to his door. Yeah, play the low and lonesome. So I walked up when it's throwing dirt in Poyle's face. Wonder could I find anybody else on earth to take a place. But don't a man feel bad when his baby on the cooling pole? Don't a man be weary when that curve drive to his door? So I realize I'll never see her smiling face again. Swear to God, I love her, the poor girl had been my friend. Don't a man feel bad when his baby on the cooling board? So don't a man be weary when I heard you drive up to his door.
From the late 1940s, that was the Atlanta 12-string guitarist Blind Willie McTell, a number called On the Cooling Board, sort of reminiscent of Son House's Death Letter. Before we heard Willie McTell, we heard Blind Lemon Jefferson from 1928 doing Happy New Year's Blues. Kind of sounds like a non sequitur, doesn't it? Anyway, I guess Lemon was about to hit the bottle thinking about the year of 1929, he said, and that would be his last year. He would die in December of that year at the age of 32 years old. We're going to turn next to a gentleman originally from Hernando, Mississippi, made his home in Memphis, Tennessee, became somewhat famous there, and actually kind of gets two different time periods. We're talking about Robert Wilkins, eventually the Reverend Robert Wilkins. He first recorded in September of 1928 and was rediscovered when some blues aficionados wanted to see if they could find a guy, and they took out a phone book. Memphis phone book, and there he was. They went over to his house, and he said, yeah, I'm the guy. I'm Robert Wilkins. Unlike Blind Lemon Jefferson and Blind Willie McTell, he did not drink, so his career lasted a long time. This next tune is a very interesting piece, if some stories about him are true. It's a number that he recorded, again, in his first session, 1928. His most famous tune was That's No Way to Get Along, which was later changed to Prodigal Son, which the Rolling Stones recorded, and there was a lawsuit about that particular song and the rights to it. Wilkins, of course, if you listen to the song, you're going to say, yeah, he's the one that first recorded it and either wrote it or should be credited with it. But according to one source, during the trial, he made the claim that the Rolling Stones actually got the name of the band from a recording that he did in 1928, and that was not true. And according to that story, he lost some credibility with the jury because of that claim. Here is that song. Again, Robert Wilkins from Memphis, Tennessee, from 1928 with Rolling Stone.
Don't care how long she gone, don't care how long she stay. Don't care how long she gone, no, how long she stay. She's a rolling stone, she'll roll back home someday. She's a rolling stone, she'll roll back home someday. When
And the strange time nine, I thought I heard it blow. Friend, a strange time nine, I thought I heard it blow. I'm run, bring my suitcase, please, and let me go. I'm run, bring my suitcase, please, and let me go. All the train rolled up, stopped and made too lonesome blow. All the train rolled up, stopped and made too lonesome blow. Time comes to kiss me goodbye, my time done come to go. Time come kiss me goodbye, my time done come to go. Friend, as the train rolled off, she waved her hands at me. Friend, as the train rolled off, she waved her hands at me. I looked out the window, friend, as far as I could see. I looked out the window, friend, for as I could see.
Let's go, Bone.
Recorded in Chicago in April of 1927, that was the incomparable Blind Blake, Arthur Blake. Blake with Dry Bone Shuffle. Before hearing Arthur Blake, we heard from 1928. Robert Wilkins from Memphis, Tennessee, doing a number called Rolling Stone. Next year on KRVS, moving up to modern times from 1943, here's Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five.
I got a gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you acting lately makes me doubt. You's is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
from August of 1952, recording with the Johnny Otis Orchestra, Otis on Vibes. That was Big Mama Thornton with a number called Hard Times. Big Mama Thornton was preceded here on KRVS by Louis Jordan, whom we heard recorded back in 1943 with his great number, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. And the tune we heard Big Mama Thornton do was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. They also wrote another tune that Big Mama Thornton recorded on that same day, August 13th of 1952. That number would take Big Mama Thornton to the top of the R&B charts shortly after that. Well, shortly after it was released. I think it was a few months later. Anyway, that tune, of course, was Hound Dog, which was later covered by Elvis Presley and is here covered by the late Etta James. Etta James from the disc Matriarch of the Blues with her rendition of Hound Dog.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble, and Hubert Mett and the Triangle Aces. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
I used to hang out down at Jack's Pool Hall. You go down there and don't do nothing at all. You wanted to play some cards, there was a game in the back. If you wanted a shot or something, you went out to Jack. If you had a little money, you was a grade A fool. There was a guy down there who used to shoot a little pool. Rack 'em up. Rack 'em up. She left him in tears. He hadn't been home once in 25 years. Rack 'em up. Rack 'em up.
Come up. Johnny Lang from his disc Lie to Me. That one came out on A&M Records back in 1996. It was his first effort. He was 16 years old at the time. Sounded way more mature than a 16-year-old. And although he's had a number of discs since that time, none of them have garnered him the attention that this particular effort did, Lie to Me. And before we heard Johnny Lang, we heard Etta James from the disc Matriarch of the Blues. She did a cover of the old blues classic Hound Dog. We turn next to the early 1970s music from Albert King. This one took Albert King to the number 31 slot on the R&B charts. Albert King with I'll Play the Blues for You.
You feel real hurt. Come on over to the place where I was, and all your loneliness I'll try to soothe. I'll play the blues. Come on in. You might run across, yeah, some of your old friends. Oh, loneliness I've got to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Come on in. Sit right here. Let's rap a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. And loneliness is a very bad thing if you let it get the best of you. That loneliness can get you down, you know. Yeah, yeah. Are you comfortable now? Yeah. As I was saying before, loneliness can get you down. And I have heard of loneliness blowing some good people's mind, you know? But you can't do that. This is a big world. It's a big world. There's too many nice things happening in this world. You're a very pretty girl. Where you live? No, no, no. Disregard that. That's okay. That's the most important thing. I want to know you. I say, I want to know you. Ooh-wee, that's groovy, ain't it? I'll play the blues for you. I ain't got no big name. Oh, Lord, and I ain't no big star. I'll play the blues. All your loneliness I've tried to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Excuse me. We'll be right back.
time right now, baby. Lord, but it's gonna be mine after a while. You know if things don't change. She's going back out again. I saw her just wait 1 minute just before you go. She didn't even look at me. She just turned and walked out the door. It's your time, it's your time, it's your time right now. It's your time.
My Time After Wild. Buddy Guy recorded in June of 1964 in Chicago for Chess Records. He was contracted to Chess at the time and definitely an emerging and very promising blues star at the time. Still is very promising. His most recent two-disc set, Rhythm and Blues, has done very, very well for Buddy Guy. Before we heard Buddy, we heard the late Albert King. Albert King from the early 1970s recorded on Stax Records in Memphis, Tennessee, with a number called I'll Play the Blues for You. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming up in just a few minutes on American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. More music at 7 p.m. tonight with Lee Kleinpeter and Big Band Swings, and then Joanna Devine at 9 o'clock comes on with the Avalon Variety Hour. And at 10 o'clock this evening, music from Out on the Fringe, James Van Way in the air chair for that one. And this program is brought to you in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also made possible by listeners like you. If you're a contributor, we'd like to thank you for that support. We wouldn't be here without it. If you're not, we hope you'll consider joining us and becoming a member of Public Radio. You can pledge your financial support securely online at KRVS.org. And all of us here at KRVS wish all of you out there a very, very happy and safe new year. Have fun, but do be safe. We're going to turn to B.B. King to take us on up to the top of the hour and end this final Blues Box for this year. Here's B.B. King with his classic Auld Lang Syne, his rendition thereof. Happy New Year.
Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week, we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.